something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Pader 1 in Pader Town Council, Labura Building, next to Tuka Garage. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 077-002-372 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
The Bible lets us know that we have an inheritance. There is something for us. There's an inheritance. Somebody left a property for you. Praise God. Someone left something for you. His name is Jesus. He left something for you. You know, the Bible tells us that a wheel is of none effect until the certification of the death of the one who made it. Until the man who made the wheel dies, the wheel cannot work. It's without effect. If a man makes a wheel and you are the beneficiary of that, of the inheritance, you still can't possess it as long as the man is alive. You can't get it until the man dies. Now, when he's dead, you have a right to it. Now you can execute the wheel. Now, Jesus made a wheel and left an inheritance for us, and then he died, and it became effective. But he was raised by the glory of the Father 3 days later. Now, that doesn't mean that when he was raised up, he got the wheel back. No, he came alive and is alive today to see to it that nobody cheats you out of what is left for you. Hallelujah. And the right thing for us to do now is to find out about that inheritance and begin to enjoy it. Now, there's a lot of difference between certain Christians. And you find those that are living a very successful Christian life. Now, what do I mean by a successful Christian life? You've got to understand this. God's idea of success is living in His Word above the world, the devil, and the flesh. Hallelujah. That's His idea of success. Living a life of absolute victory over the world and its systems, the devil and the cords of hell, and the flesh with its senses. Praise God. That's success. Growing in the Lord. Learning how to operate in the things of God. Having a balanced Christian life. Balanced. A balanced Christian life. There are people who know so much about the second coming of Christ and don't know nothing about the faith life. And those who know something about the faith life and don't know nothing about the holiness life. And so on and so forth. But God wants us to grow in every way. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And have a balanced Christian life. So you have to have this in your life too. You have to understand that there is an inheritance for you. When you find out about your inheritance, it'll change things. It'll change the way you reason. It'll change your approach, even in prayer. It'll increase your effectiveness in the things of God. There is an inheritance. We've got to find out about that inheritance. If you heard that somebody, maybe your great-grandfather, left an inheritance for you, wouldn't you want to find out what it is? You'd like to find out what it is. Because he said he left an inheritance for you. You'd like to know what it is. Because until you know, you cannot appropriate it to your benefit.
Praise the Lord.
When I found out there was so much more in Christianity, I realized that there was so much to be excited about. So wow, how can you, you know, people want to live a vicarious life for Jesus, a sacrificial life for Jesus. But I tell you the truth, if you get to know the gospel of Jesus Christ, you'll find out there's nothing to sacrifice for the Lord. You can't call it a sacrifice. Praise God. It can never match what he did for you the day he died on that cross and was raised again for our justification. There couldn't be enough sacrifice. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, there's an inheritance for you. And then add this to it. It's time to find out about it. Sure. Praise God. I want to read something to you from the book of Galatians, chapter number 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. From the... I would to God that you'd understand this. I'd like to read it to you from the 13th verse. I'm going to read maybe about 5-6 verses or so. From the 13th verse. Are you ready? Now try to catch this. Try to follow it. I'm reading from the King James Version. 13th verse. 3rd chapter, book of Galatians. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now pause for a moment. In that area where it says Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, he's not talking about every one of us. Understand that. There's a reason for that. Now I don't mean to say that some of you have been redeemed from the curse of the law and why others haven't. No. Here it's those who were under the curse of the law that were redeemed from the curse of the law. If you were never under the curse of the law, you couldn't be redeemed from the curse of the law. Now, those who were under the curse of the law were those to whom the law was given. The Jews were redeemed from the curse of the law. The Gentiles were not redeemed from the curse of the law. They were redeemed from the condemnation of the law. Now, I'll explain the difference. The curse of the law was to everyone that did not continue in all that was written in the law. The condemnation of the law was the very presence of the law. In other words, the fact that the law was given to the Jew condemned the Gentiles. Because by giving the law to the Jew, God chose the Jew. And he didn't choose the Gentile. So he called them his people. Then the Gentiles were condemned because God didn't choose them. Do you understand? Now he's talking about Christ was made a curse for them. For those who were redeemed from the curse of the law. Because the law said, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now here's the big one. See, he redeemed the Jew from the curse of the law because he was saving the Gentile from the condemnation of the law. What's the reason? Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. This is beautiful. I want you to follow. See, when you read the Bible, read it slowly so you can understand what it's talking about. The Bible says it is given to every one of us, all of us children of God. It is given to us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, don't you ever read the Bible and say, well, I don't understand. I don't. Because the more you say you don't, the more you don't. You say, bless God, I do understand because it's given to me to understand. Now, those who are not born again may not understand because it's not given to them to understand. But Jesus said it's given to us to understand. So I have the ability to understand the Word of God. I have an anointing. See, that anointing reveals the Word of God, the mind of God to me. Do you get it? All right. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I could preach for a whole month on that. But let's go on. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannul it or added thereto. He says, when there's an agreement between men, even between men, he says, nobody changes it. You can't just go and change the agreement. Praise the Lord. You have to stick to the rules. Now, verse 16. And you've got to mark verse 16 in your Bible. Now, to Abraham and his seed. Did you notice? He uses the word seed. That's singular. Did you notice that? All right. Now, let's go on. Now, to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made. He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Now, you see, the Holy Spirit led Paul to understand the scriptures when he studied the scroll. As he studied the word, he found out by the leading of God's Spirit that when God spoke to Abraham, God said, to you and to your seed. And he observed that the Lord didn't say, to you and to your seeds. Now, you see, that's just like you when you study the Bible and you make a distinction between singular terms and plural terms and past tense and present tense and future tense. Praise the Lord. So he also made that observation. He found out that when God spoke to Abraham, God said, to you and to your seed. And he made a note of that. He said, God didn't say to you and to your seeds, referring to many seeds, but to one, to you and to your seed. So look at that logic there. Come on. Verse 16 one more time. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. The promises were made to Abraham and his seed. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Now, this is beautiful. He's telling us that the covenant came before the law of Moses. The covenant that God made with Abraham came before the law of Moses. Then he tells us that the terms of the covenant couldn't be changed by the law of Moses. In other words, anything that is in the law of Moses that is inconsistent with the terms of the Abrahamic covenant, as far as that inconsistency is concerned, the word that came through Moses cannot stand against the word that's based on the covenant. Come on, are you hearing this? I think this is mind-blowing. This is beautiful. Boy, this is just something else. Wow. I mean, it's a big wow. He takes the Mosaic law and he puts it over here, and then he tells them, look, anything that is in this law, he says, I believe this is from God, but anything that is in this law that is inconsistent with this Abrahamic covenant is overruled. Oh boy. Wow. He says the law of Moses came change the covenant, because that agreement was made first. So whatever is coming now, it's got to be based on it. Hey. Oh, look at verse 18. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. He says, if we've got to get the blessing by obeying the law, then the blessing is no longer of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Not by the law, not by qualifying through the law. He gave it to Abraham. Do you know what the man is attacking here? He's attacking righteousness by the law. He knows he was one of them. He was one of those who got proud by obeying the law, and they thought that they became righteous through the law. Now the man says, the law says, if you obey all of this, then you'll be righteous, then God will bless you. Your blessing was preconditioned on obedience to the law. Now he goes back to this and says, but God, hallelujah, But God gave the inheritance to Abraham without the law. God gave the inheritance to Abraham without the law. So, how come this is righteousness, therefore, cannot be by the law? You don't get the blessing because of the law. But the word of Moses was, if you obey all of these commandments, you'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. You'll be blessed in your going out. You'll be blessed in your coming in. And this man, Paul, had lived that way all his life. But now he looks at it again. And he says, but the Mosaic law was supposed to be founded on the Abrahamic covenant. And the inheritance came by promise, not by obedience to the law, because the law came 430 years later. Hallelujah. You know, the man was a lawyer. Yeah, it's good to look at this and appreciate the word of God and see the arguments. Verse 18, one more time. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? Can you see that now? He's gotten there. He says, so why do you serve the law? Why?
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovell360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovell360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them and not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpets sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first." The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, "Lord, I want to live for you." Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Pater 1 in Pater Town Council, La Burra Building, next to Tuka Garage. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 077-002-372, or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, An Inheritance for You.
Hallelujah.
If the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? Can you see that now? He's gotten there. He says, so why do you serve the law? Why? Hallelujah. It was added because of transgressions. Till the seed shall come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Oh, this is beautiful. I don't know if you're catching something. Are you getting something out of this? He's asking them, why did you serve the law then? It was added because of transgressions. Until the seed should come. In other words, by the time the seed comes, the law should become unnecessary. And you know, these men had lived in the law all their lives. They would find it difficult to understand what the man is talking about, except the Holy Spirit had to open their spirits to understand. How can a man, one man, stand against the law of Moses? He should be stoned to death. But no, he knows what he's talking about. Since the law was added, it wasn't always there. The law of Moses was added, it wasn't always there. And yet the Bible tells us that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He got righteousness by believing. But these are the men are trying to get righteous by working. God gave it. Gave what? The inheritance. God gave the inheritance to Abraham by promise. He gave the inheritance. Notice that. It doesn't say God gave inheritance. It says God gave the inheritance. Definite article. That lets us know there is a particular inheritance he's talking about. He's not just looking at inheritance in general. He's talking about a specific inheritance. That's the reason we've got to find out about it and get to know what God really has in mind. What is this inheritance? An inheritance? Do I have an inheritance? Is there an inheritance? Is there an inheritance? If there is an inheritance, what are you doing with it? Have you started enjoying your inheritance? What is it? Praise God. Let me show you a picture from the Bible that will let you understand the importance of getting to know the inheritance. You want to see it? It's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13. The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, the Word is working mightily in me. Praise God. Is it working in you? Yes. Amen. So Luke's Gospel, chapter number 13. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory. I'm reading from the 11th verse, and I want you to listen attentively. It says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bowed together. In other words, she couldn't straighten herself up. She was bowed together. And could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Jesus here was teaching in the synagogue when this woman came in. And the Bible says she was bowed together. She couldn't lift herself up. Bent double. And Jesus saw her and said, woman, you're loosed from your infirmity. And then look at the 13th verse. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. Boy, I like that. And glorified God. Now, you know, that day, Jesus was a special guest. Hello? He was a guest speaker. He was a guest rabbi. He wasn't in charge of that synagogue. There was another person who was in charge of that synagogue. And the man invited Jesus to handle the service that day. And so he was sitting somewhere, you know, where the ruler of the synagogue would sit, and watching everything and making sure everything was running fine. And then Jesus was going on handling that service when that woman came in. And Jesus ministered to her and she was healed. But the man was offended. The ruler of the synagogue was offended. Praise God. Let's look at that. Verse 14. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine that hypocrisy? The Lord then answered. Jesus, oh boy. Now, do you notice something here? It doesn't say, and Jesus answered. The Spirit now describes who he really is. He says, the Lord then answered. Because he is the Lord. And that man failed to realize who was present there that day. Hallelujah. The Lord then answered him. In other words, there was an anointing that caused Jesus to say the things he said. It was the Spirit of the Lord. One of those seven. You remember? The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And here, this is the one I want you to mark. You've got to mark it in your Bible. It's so big. And ought not this woman. Everybody say, ought not this woman. Say it again. Ought not this woman. Sure. It says, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Can you see the reasoning of the master? He says, you set your asses free. You set your oxen free. He says, this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, see, the reason she should be free, she says, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be free? In other words, she is supposed to be free because she's a daughter of Abraham. You're not getting this yet. You're not getting it yet. Listen. That woman had been bound 18 long years. The rabbi did nothing about it because the rabbi didn't understand the document. He didn't understand the Abrahamic covenant. He knew what it was all about. He thanked God for Abraham. But he didn't understand what was in the inheritance. Now, Jesus gives us a picture. He says, ought not this woman. In other words, she deserved it by right. It was her right. It wasn't a privilege. It was her right. Jesus said, ought not this woman, whom Satan had bound 18 long years, be loosed? She's supposed to be free. That's what Jesus is saying. It's not a privilege. Jesus is saying she's a daughter of Abraham and she ought to be loosed. She ought. I don't know how many of you are still begging God for something. You need to know whether or not you have a right to it. If you have a right to it, you shouldn't be begging. If you don't have a right to it, then find out why you want it. Praise God. If you have a right to it, you make a demand on it. Oh boy. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, the reason she was supposed to be free was because she was a daughter of Abraham. Have you found something there? Hey, look at verse 17. I mean, Jesus just unloaded on them. And when he was done, Bible tells us, and when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. Glory. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. The religious folks were ashamed. They were ashamed. His adversaries were ashamed. Because there they were saying, were the seed of Abraham. And they didn't understand what that was all about. Were the seed of Abraham. If you are the seed of Abraham, you shouldn't be walking double. Don't be bent. If you are the seed of Abraham, you shouldn't be sick. That's what Jesus is saying here. If you are the seed of Abraham, You shouldn't be crippled if you're the seed of Abraham. How come you're blind if you're the seed of Abraham? Why? That ought to shake something up inside you. Ought not this woman, glory. Ought not, isn't she supposed to be loose? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed on the Sabbath day? Who bound her? Jesus said it was the devil. See, when you understand what the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is. See, you've got to get the power of that word. He is a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. Now, maybe before you were born again, you were told it's impossible for you to have a child. Now, after you are born again, stop looking at that old document. See, we haven't preached this strong enough. We haven't. And people are still looking at it with a religious mind. They don't understand the scriptures. When God speaks, he speaks with absolute truth. No shades, no grays, no creams, no off-whites. If any man be in Christ, he is. He is. Not was, not will be, not maybe, not probably. He is. That's a law. I want you to get the picture. That's a law. God says he is a new creation. Now, the moment you understand that, you are changed. Oh, boy. This is a beautiful picture right here. Let's look at another one, the 19th chapter, same book. I want to show you something. I'm reading from verse 1, chapter 19, St. Luke's Gospel. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and there, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. He was the chief among the tax collectors. He was chief tax collector. I guess Matthew was working in his office. Because Matthew wasn't the chief. Matthew was a tax collector. Now we find his boss. Glory. Now I know why the man wanted to see Jesus. There's a man who'd been coming to the office talking about Jesus all the time. That's Matthew. He's been telling his boss about Jesus. Now I get it. Hallelujah. Now I get it. Because the Bible tells us that Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. And when he heard that Jesus was coming this way, he climbed a tree because he was small of stature. So he climbed a tree so he could see Jesus. But to his pleasant surprise, the master was going all the time, you know, with people around him. They got to this tree and Jesus stopped. And Zacchaeus thought, now I can really get a good look. And he's trying to look at him. And Jesus, without saying, who is there? He calls him by name. He says, Zacchaeus. I think it must have been the power. It was a miracle. See, I believe there was a greater miracle there. The miracle that he didn't fall from the tree. That was enough to knock him down.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you receive salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 077-002-372, or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Pater 1 in Pattertown Council, La Burra Building, next to Tuka Garage. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 077-002-372 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This message is titled An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.